Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and we've got a question in today from Nabila. Lindsay, Nabila's asking about speed work, and it's a question we get asked quite often. It's a fairly general one, but I think it's an important one to ask. She wanted to know, how do you do track work properly in order to improve speed and minimize injury? What's the best way to go about it?
Okay, so I am going to answer the question, but what I am going to say, and this is really important, is that the thing that will improve running the most is running consistently. Okay, so running over a long period of time, free of injury, getting in a decent amount of work done, week after week, month after month, year after year. That's the best way to improve running performance. The highest risk for derailing that consistency comes from either doing like really high volumes or by making your long run too long in relation to the rest of your week, or from doing speed work. Those are your two things that have the biggest risk for your consistency. So before you add speed work into a routine, you must be pretty clear why. And if you've been training consistently over a long period of time, you've had a lot of results, and now you've gotten to a point where you're plateauing, that would probably be one of the occasions where, okay, I need to start thinking about doing some speed work to try and improve my running. When you do speed work, there is very definitely a safer way of doing it. So if you stick to these very simple guidelines, you can implement speed training into your workouts. Okay, so the first thing, and it is that your speed work or a hard run in the week should never exceed 10% of your training volume. So if you are running 10 kilometers in a week, that means you can do 1 kilometer of speed work. And if you're doing 100 Ks in a week, you can do 10 kilometers of speed work. Because then your recovery between doing the speed sessions and the other runs will be in a good ratio, and you won't develop too much cumulative fatigue, and you lower your risk of injury. The second thing is that speed work, even though the name implies speed, fast, it's not as fast as you can run, regardless of what intervals you're doing. 200s, 400s, 600s, 800s, 1K repeats, 1 mile repeats, 2K repeats, whatever they are, they need to be based on a relative speed. So faster than what you normally run, but not sprinting. And a good rule of thumb is to go and run a 5 to 8 kilometer time trial and set a time. And when you do 1K repeats, you do those at between 3 and 8 seconds faster than you do your time trial. And if you're doing 400s, you will do them at about 7 to 10, maybe 12 seconds per kilometer faster than what you would do on that 8K. And then each time, or every 3 to 4 weeks when you repeat your 8K, you would then adjust your speed work times to be a little bit quicker, but not so fast that you are completely messed up at the end of one repetition, not so fast that you're popping hamstrings, calves during the workout.
Nabila, thank you very much for that question. I hope that helps. Lindsay, great advice there, and I couldn't agree more about the consistency. So thank you very much for that. We're back again in just a couple of days' time from the two of us. It's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.